This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Agent Orange may not sound like a devastating chemical, but the powerful defoliant, which was widely applied to the jungles of Vietnam, is still causing sickness and birth defects in the people there 35 to 40 years after it was applied. Merle Ratner, a co-coordinator of the Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign, thinks the U.S. government should acknowledge and pay for the damage it caused.
Because the U.S. government had the Agent Orange sprayed on the land and people of Vietnam, poisoning both 3 or 4 million Vietnamese people as well as U.S. veterans.
There has been some federal aid approved for those veterans, Ratner says, but so far nothing for the Vietnamese people. So the campaign, which is supported by Veterans for Peace and the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, is most aggressively targeting the two major makers of Agent Orange, Dow Chemical and Monsanto.
The chemical companies knowingly made a dirty Agent Orange with elevated levels of dioxin because they refused to control for temperature and timing, which would have eliminated most of the dioxin. And therefore, they're particularly culpable because their greed for profit was more important than the lives of the Vietnamese people they were spraying it on, as well as the U.S. veterans and the allies who got infected as well.
Their long-running lawsuit seeking to force compensation for the victims of Agent Orange was dismissed by a lower court recently. Ratner says an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court is the next step.
What the lower court said was that because the U.S. used Agent Orange as a defoliant, it's not a chemical weapon. But we think that that's really wrong. One, because many scientists have said it is. Two, because they're already compensating U.S. veterans. So if they're compensating the U.S. veterans who were exposed because they were forced to go there and spray it, how can they refuse to compensate the people that it was actually sprayed on?
To add emphasis to their case, the Agent Orange campaign is presenting two of those very people in a 10-city American tour that comes to Santa Rosa tonight. One of them is Juan Trihoan, a 21-year-old student who was born with no legs and only one hand. She believes that was because her mother worked in the family field where Agent Orange residues remain.
My mother miscarried 5 times, and when my mother gave birth to me, she moved to other field. And after that, other family came to my parents' field, and they also have 2 children. Their children cannot speak, cannot walk, only lie in the bed.
The Agent Orange Justice Tour stops at the Glazer Center in Santa Rosa at 7 p.m. tonight, where Juan and an older Vietnamese woman will tell their stories. While Merle Ratner charges that the legal stance of the chemical companies and the government is to delay and wait for the defoliant victims to die, Juan remains hopeful that by speaking out, she can help make the case for a more benevolent response.
I hope the U.S. government will clean up the land in Vietnam. If they don't do that, I don't know how many generations, how many children will be born like me.
There's more information about the Santa Rosa event and the Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.